this segment in Surprise, Arizona with Grant talking planter gardens. It's a you were talking about soil condition being warm, incubating the roots. Let's get it going. Grant, how can we help you?
Yeah, I got a question for you. I got some flower beds that every year I go out and plant petunias in there, and I'm wondering, should I be conditioning that soil with something? I generally use that moisture control potting or planting mix, but is there something else to really get some good nutrients into that soil that I can get over at Home Depot that I mix the, I try and mix it around before I plant, so mix, turn up all that dirt and...
Well, you want to always add organic material, whether it's a potting soil or peat moss or a good compost. You want to add every time you plant here. With our heat and the amount of water that we have to use to keep plants growing through our dry and hot temperatures, organic material just solubilizes and pretty much disappears out of the soil. So, and you get settling and your bed's, you know, lower, so you want to probably bring the level up a little bit. So I would, any good source of organic material, you know, Hickman's makes a great compost. That's the one we suggest. Mel's Mix from the folks at Grow Well is an awesome for raised planters. You can just put it on and plant right in it. So those are the two that I would consider.
There you go. For the West Valley, what would be a nursery for him?
Well, Elgin is, you know, McDowell and 83rd Avenue.
About. Yeah. Between 83rd and 91st.
There you go. He's in Surprise, so he's quite a ways north. So you'd have to help me with that. That's your neck of the woods.
Yeah. I often...
Linden.
Honestly.
Linden.
Hit Elgin a lot of times.
Linden Nursery is out there, Sun City West area.
Most of them are growers out there.
Yeah, but Linden has a retail location, you know, in the Northwest Valley.
There you go. We appreciate the call. Let's move into Glendale and bring Cindy into the conversation. That opens the line for you at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Cindy, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, gentlemen. I have a different question. I have a bougainvillea. It's in a hanging pot. I've had it about 3 years, and it was beautiful. About 12 days ago, we went out of town and came home, and nothing changed. It's on its own watering and everything, and it was totally eaten alive. I think I have one thing that still has some green mm-hmm. leaves, and I think whatever ate it just didn't get that far yet. So I trimmed it all back, and because when I clipped it, it's not like it's dry or anything. You can tell that it's alive in there. what do I do?
Well, you had a caterpillar on there. We've been seeing that on bougainvilleas the last 2 or 3 years, as well as a lot of the Tacomas, the orange bells, the yellow bells, the bells of fire. Those plants have both been hit pretty hard with what's most commonly been, not that it matters to you, a sesame caterpillar. But probably your best bet is to get some systemic granules, systemic insecticide granules, and sprinkle those in the soil, water them in, let them be absorbed by the plant, travel up through the stems of the plant. Then if that caterpillar comes back or decides to feast on your plant again, that'll take care of it. In the meantime, I would probably give the plant a light pruning and give it, you know, a little bit of slow release or liquid fertilizer. Since it's in a hanging basket, probably a water soluble or a liquid type fertilizer. The product that Danny Lee has here, the BioFeed product, they make a little one with that you can just squeeze it and drop so many drops in a watering can. Every time you water with that, something like that for potted or hanging baskets would be awesome. But you need to get some nutrients so that it can push new growth and recover while it's still warm.
Well, good luck with that. And Bonai, they have that tree and shrubs insect control.
Right.
That's the systemic work.
Yes.
You water it, it goes into the plant, so when the bug eats it, it dies. That's
right.
I don't know who thought of that, but that's pretty...
Well, it saves you from having to spray and mix and, you know, have an impact on... You know, the environment around you is very, very localized, especially in a pot or a container.
You wouldn't use it on edibles,
exactly.
But on an ornamental or
something
bougainvillea.
Something like a bougainvillea would be fine.
Let's go down to Green Valley and bring Vince into the conversation. Talking shade trees. Go ahead, Vince.
Hi, good morning. Listen to you guys all the time. I really enjoy it. I took out a old Russian olive tree that was about 30, 35 years old, huge hole, and I need to replant a shade tree there to give me shade into my back porch, and that goes into my dining room. We're looking for something that's fast-growing or moderately fast-growing, so we can have some shade here within a couple years, and need some suggestions. I prefer one that doesn't drop the leaves.
Well, everything drops leaves, Vince, whether it drops it all at once in the wintertime or whether it, you know, is a quote-unquote evergreen tree that, you know, kind of drops and replaces foliage periodically throughout the year. So if anybody tells you that there's, you know, a perfectly clean tree that doesn't drop any leaves, they're making a making a sales pitch to you.
Evergreen.
Yeah, so you want something that has foliage year-round.
Yeah.
Well, live oak would be a great tree for you. They're not the fastest growing tree in the world, but they're an awesome tree, very strong, very sturdy, will hold up to the heat and to the cold, would certainly tolerate your winter weather in Green Valley really well. So that's what I would go look at, would be a live oak.
I was looking on the internet, and I came up with three that I thought were fit the bill. And one was overcup oak, another one was the American sycamore, and the other one was a chamel ash. What do you think of those guys?
Well, the sycamore is not evergreen. It loses its leaves in the wintertime.
Okay.
That's why I didn't suggest that. That's a great tree for your elevation. They would do very well there. Chamel ash you probably get too cold for. They freeze pretty easily. I would stay away from chamel. If you want to go with a deciduous tree, something that loses its leaves, again, ash trees lose their leaves, I would consider for Green Valley the red push pistache, the Chinese pistache. Gives you great fall color. It's very heat tolerant. Moderate grower, not real fast, but
graft them here in Marana.
They're grown right between Tucson and Phoenix, and the cold is no issue in Green Valley, and the heat is certainly no issue. So that's the one I would consider if you want a deciduous tree.
We appreciate the call, Vince. Hitting bottom of the hour news, but when we get back, we're going to be talking with Dan Lee of BioFeed, along with your calls at 1-888-767-4348.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.